and welcome to Let's Talk Networks, your weekly podcast on all things related to business networks and alumni communities. In this episode, we will go back to look at the community lifecycle framework and look at transitioning from your launch stage, so stage two, through to the establishment phase, which is when you grow and develop your network. I am your host, Martine Davies, and I'm hugely passionate about developing networks that create value for the individuals in the network, your people, past, present, and future, and provide real results in terms of return on investment for your organization. You may remember from episode 6 of this podcast show, we looked at the community lifecycle model. We spent time going through the 5 key stages. And if you remember, stage 2, or the inception stage, is when you begin interacting with your target audience and you launch your alumni community. Following on from the lifecycle theory, in episode 10 of this podcast show, we looked at detail of the role of the alumni manager during the launch stage. In this episode, we'll build on the detail of episodes 6 and 10 and focus on the transition from stage 2, or the inception stage, through to stage 3, the establishment and growth stage. The objective for the inception and launch stage is to achieve critical mass for your alumni community. As the alumni manager, you're focused on inviting members to join the community. You are initiating discussions. You are prompting your alumni members to participate in those discussions, and you are building relationships with members. As you transition into stage 3, the establishment and growth stage, the objectives change. The objective for this stage is to increase growth of the community, increase activity within the network, and help develop a sense of community for your alumni members. The change in objectives as you cycle through to the next life stage means that you need to change your tactics and your activities. There will be some continuation of tasks from the previous stage. For example, you will continue to invite alumni to join the community, encourage discussions, and encouraging members to participate and share their views and opinions, as well as continue to build relationships with individual members. So you might be asking, what should I be focusing on in this community life stage? Let's have a look at the types of activities you will be executing on against the results you want to achieve with your alumni community. This stage begins as you tip the balance and approximately 50% of content, discussion and activity within the community is generated by your alumni members. In a corporate alumni network, this can be tricky to achieve. You must focus on building and deepening the relationships with that core group of alumni, those highly engaged alumni, to generate this level of engagement. Let's just stop here for a second. If you don't get to the point where your alumni are generating around 50% of the content, you need to review your engagement tactics. You may need to test different approaches until you find ones that work within your community. Every corporate alumni network is different. Indeed, every community is different. And what might work in one community doesn't necessarily mean it will work and be successful in creating engagement in another. You have to get the right balance for your alumni community. For the purposes of this episode, let's imagine that you're on the tipping point and you are successfully moving into the establishment phase. The tasks and activities that you will be delivering as the alumni community manager will change. You will start to see your role shift, and you will start to look at the wider community as opposed to just the individual alumni members. Remember, your objective in this stage is to increase alumni member growth and activity. You're building it in this stage with a focus on the long-term sustainability of the network. So, for example, you may start encouraging referral or promotional growth, where your alumni invite a friend, or perhaps you're developing promotional materials to be shared more broadly on social media. Running relevant events or activities that meet the needs of a larger group of alumni may be one route. You also want to encourage your alumni to feel part of the community, to feel like they have ownership of the community. So it's definitely worth involving them in event design and facilitation. With alumni, this could involve having an organising committee of alumni for a year of reunion or departmental reunion. Or if your programme has a focus on corporate and social responsibility, offering alumni the opportunity to get involved and participate in these types of activities. Another area you might be focused on is converting new members into active alumni members. As such, you will still need to do some one-to-one engagement with new members to build trust and encourage them to participate. For example, you might welcome new members every week by name. Encourage them to share their story or background or interests. Having other alumni leading on discussions will help too, because they will be leading and demonstrating the behaviours and habits that you have helped develop with your core group of alumni. Your role in developing and growing the community at this stage is vital. You have to be proactive. At some time in the future, your alumni community will grow and scale. So during this stage, you want to make sure you're always one step ahead of the game and ensure you have planned for a larger, more engaged community. You want to make sure you are prepared to support a large community, and this is the time to start thinking about the longer term success. Think volunteers or alumni champions. Bringing volunteers in to help manage the community is a good opportunity to motivate your most engaged alumni to continue to add value and be leaders within this community. In addition, you may also be thinking about what additional resources you may be able to recruit from within your organisation or through external recruitment to build your alumni team. It is really important you have a solid resource base in order to support the growth of your alumni community. Finally, during this stage, it's also important to instill a sense of community too. Activities, discussions, and your narrative will play an important role in creating that togetherness of your community. Overall, as an alumni manager, our role progresses with the development of our alumni communities through this life cycle. By progressing along the life cycle, you are helping to maximise and realise the potential of your alumni network, which will bring fantastic benefits to your alumni and to your business. In the establishment stage, or stage 3 of the community life cycle, and to summarise, you will be looking to 1. Continue with some micro-level tasks, such as continuing to invite alumni to join the network. 2. Involve your highly engaged alumni into designing community events. 3. Develop a referral program to encourage alumni to invite other alumni to join. 4. Develop a volunteer network. And finally, build out your team or resources to support the next growth stage of your alumni community. I wish you all the best of luck developing your alumni community in this stage. If you have any questions, comments, or queries, get in touch with me at Martine, that's M-A-R-T-I-N-E, at relationshipsandnetworks.co.uk. Thank you for joining me this week on Let's Talk Networks. Remember to visit our website, www.relationshipsandnetworks.co.uk, where you can access all the podcast episodes on demand. Join me again next week on Let's Talk Networks.